from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Here, he's not Ben Roethlisberger's heir apparent. If he got mentioned at a Steelers game, if they showed a highlight of him at a Steelers game, go ahead, boo your hearts out. You're at a Pitt game. Tyler Boyd has been a complete jerk to the Steelers. Has talked about how they've quitting games. He's mocked them. He's gotten into it with guys. He's from here, and he went to Pitt. And if he were on the Pitt sideline on Saturday, I would hope that from Pitt fans he would get a standing ovation, because he is Pitt's all-time leading receiver and was a great player there, even though he has his run-ins and a rivalry with the Steelers, or did before he went to Tennessee. So I just thought that was so bizarre that Pickett got booed there. 412-928-9370. But anyways, Tomlin's gaslighting us here on Van Jefferson. You know why I don't trust Van Jefferson? Two big reasons. Number one, Sean McVay. Anyone want to debate me on this? Sean McVay, one of the great offensive coaches in football. McVay gave up on this guy. He didn't think he could play. He said, sayonara, get off my team. I'll trade you for pesos on the dollar, essentially. And he goes to Arthur Smith, and Arthur Smith could not figure out a way to use Van Jefferson. And again, I've done some research on this and talked to people there. It wasn't just the quarterbacks. The consensus down there is that they had him running the wrong routes, that he's really just a vertical threat, and Smith had him running all kinds of curls and hitch routes and everything else. So Smith couldn't figure out a way to use him. The guy's a pro because his dad was an NFL player. His dad was Sean Jefferson, who played for the Chargers. But he's not a good wide receiver. And then Scotty Miller made one great catch in the NFC Championship game against Green Bay. He'll always be remembered for that in Tampa Bay. In Arthur Smith's offense last year, he had 11 catches. Calvin Austin in the second half of last year had three catches. Now Tomlin's telling us, because the Ayuk thing didn't work out, that he's comfortable with this room. Here's Big Ben's take on his podcast last night.
My concern is what's behind George at wide receiver. A couple slot guys, got some smaller guys that can do some really cool things, but you know, you got rid of Deontay Johnson.
What are the cool things? I don't even agree with Ben on that. Tell me the cool things that the little guys do. Calvin Austin caught a 72-yard touchdown in week 3. We didn't see any cool things. We're going to go back to the jet sweep well. That's going to be the cool things. Can any of them throw the ball like Randall L did? What are the cool things? But Ben wasn't even trying to prop these guys up. He's worried, just like I am. Poor Donnie over here said on his show that the night the Ayuk thing went down, that the Steelers had the worst wide receiver room in the NFL, and he went viral because the San Francisco radio station picked up on it. And then, you know, a lot of people, you know, got in their feelings and started going after Donnie for some of the things he said. And then some guy on Twitter told you F off today. What was that all about?
That was just a random response to, the Mike Tomlin laps around the track. I don't know. I guess the guy's going through it.
You are not, by the way. Yeah, you're getting some hell on social media, but you were named the Odyssey Pittsburgh Employee of the Month.
Thank you. I got my little...
Do we get a picture of you in a shirt and tie that gets hung up somewhere? September 2024?
We should have that somewhere.
I agree. Are you on Ben's side or Tomlin's side here? Who's right about the wide receivers?
I'm on Ben's side. And deep down, Mike Tomlin knows that Ben is right. I mean, And I'll say it's one of the worst wide receiver rooms in all of football, because I do think there are maybe one or two or three that you could determine are worse. Like, they don't really have anybody at the top as the Steelers have with George Pickens. I mean, what do the other guys bring to the table? People are just really counting on the, hey, bro, don't worry about it. Van Jefferson's going to show you. Is he going to show me?
No, he's not.
Is he going to show you?
No, he's not. No, he's not.
I mean, listen, I would love to eat my words on it. I would love if,
would you
if
eat,
one of these
would
guys.
Would you eat poo like the guy down at Florida State?
Oh, man, is that guy going through it.
So he said if Boston College beat Florida State, he would eat dog crap or human crap? What was the form of crap?
I believe.
So dog would crap in cup, and he would go on a live stream and shovel it into his mouth. And then, I don't know, it was very early in the game. I think he checked out. I think he scrubbed himself off social media by the end of the first quarter last night.
Yeah, I mean, it ended up being the smart move, I guess. They lost by two scores at home. But yeah, that guy's in.
There's no coming back from that. People have gotten on my case for predictions gone wrong or for things I've said that would happen that didn't. I've never put myself out there like that and said I would eat fecal matter if push came to shove.
So let that be a lesson to all of us, I guess. No, but Ben's the one that's right here, and I sadly think he's going to be proven right.
I do not like feeling this way. I don't. On September 3rd, when we have an entire football season to look forward to that I have counted down the days for all year to get back to this week, I do not like feeling negative or feeling somewhat depressed or somewhat defeated. Actually, it's not somewhat. I'm very defeated about the Steelers going into this year. Last year, I said they were going to go to the Super Bowl, and that I was sky high emotionally that this was going to be a year that we remembered and talked about for the rest of our lives, and it came crashing down immediately with the San Francisco game. I don't know if maybe I've overcorrected. I just feel like we're gearing up for another flip a coin. It's going to be 8 or 9 or 9 and 8. Do you want to disagree with me on that, Donnie? I mean, do you feel differently than me? It's like, if we run Neil Huntington's 10,000 simulations and 5,000 of them, they're going to go 8 and 9, and in another 5,000, they're going to go 9 and 8. And that's just where we are.
We've talked a lot about the Steelers' floor and the Steelers' ceiling a lot this offseason.
High floor, low ceiling. They're practically glued to each
other. Yeah, I mean, I think the floor for me, I'm one of the people that, as much as we joke, I do think that I'm going to wait to see them actually go below 500 to believe it. So, like, their floor for me is 9 and 8. I think the ceiling is probably 10 and 7 with this schedule. If the schedule was much easier, we would be looking at an 11 win, or I don't know, maybe 12. With the schedule they have, I think 10 and 7 is their ceiling.
So can you allow yourself to still get super jazzed up and excited? Not for the actual ritual act of watching football and going to games. We all love that part of it, almost regardless of how bad the team looks on paper. But can you actually get yourself jazzed up for the expectations for the Steelers season? Not watching games with friends, not going to tailgates, not I've got from 1 p.m. till midnight on Sundays, all this football to watch. I mean, the actual expectations of the Steelers season. Can you allow yourself to dream that big things are going to happen? Because I can't.
I mean, we could dream it, but going into the season, no, I'm pretty much anticipating 9 and 8 or 10 and 7 with maybe a playoff appearance in there.
And it's the Groundhog Day. It's different. It's different people. It's different quarterbacks. Different offensive coordinators. But the same result. It's really hard for me to get super hyped up for something like that. I don't know. I don't mean to bring people down. If you disagree with me and you think that we are on, you know, this is going to be the start of something special, please, by all means, 412-928-9370. Roethlisberger certainly didn't sound like it because he's worried about their weapon.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. you get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
There is a plethora of receivers, not only in the draft, but in free agency. You can look at that position in the top three rounds of the draft over the last 5 years. Gives you an indication of the amount of talent and the readiness of that talent in recent years. And so we were really comfortable with it and not overly concerned about it, to be quite honest with you. We're really excited about Roman Wilson. We got in the third round, for example. We've always done a nice job of acquiring receiver talent and not necessarily in the first round. And I just think that speaks to the depth and readiness of the position.
Fan Hotline is presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over a half century. Tomlin saying that no, was not a matter of there not being quality wide receivers out there. We could have picked another one up in the draft. We like Roman Wilson. We could have drafted one earlier. We could have signed a bigger name one in free agency. We could have, I guess, made a trade for one. We just like what we have so much. We didn't do any of those things. That's like saying, I put my dating profile on Blumber or whatever. What's it called? Blumbler? What's the website where you put your dating profile out there and women find you?
What, Bumble?
Yeah. I called it something else. Bumble.
Bumble, Tinder, Hinge.
Tinder. That's like going on one of those sites, putting your dating profile out there while you still have a girlfriend, getting no bites on your profile, and then going back to your girlfriend and saying, I loved you all along. I never was interested in dating anybody else. Yes, you were. You tried very hard to pursue big name wide receivers and you struck out. So now you're trying to hoodwink us into thinking that what you have is good enough. I don't know, guys. I don't want to sound negative with the season starting on Sunday. Crazy things can happen in pro football. The Rams won a Super Bowl with a guy that had been stocking shelves at a convenience store 2 years before that and was playing in the Arena League the year before that. So insane things have happened. But lately, it's been pretty chalky with the Chiefs winning the last two Super Bowls. The Ravens, unless Lamar Jackson is hurt, win a lot of games. The Bengals, unless Joe Burrow is hurt, win a lot of games. So that's what we got to bank on this year, is for some fluke injury like a Bernie Pollard on Tom Brady hit to give us a shot in the division and get us back into the playoffs. Another Aaron Rodgers fluke injury 4 plays into a season. I love this defense. The defense should win the Steelers games, but man, after all of the changes offensively, I thought when we moved out of the Matt Canada era, I would feel a lot better about where they were offensively. And especially after adding all of the pieces on the offensive line that they've added, whether it's in the draft or in free agency. 412-928-9370 is how you join the show. Here is, we got some good ones here. Let's go to Richard on the fan. Hello, Richard.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, Richard.
I really enjoy the show.
Thank you.
And you've been hitting it right on the head here all morning with about the Steelers.
It's actually been the afternoon since I've been on. We started at 2, Richard.
I'm sorry.
Are you out west? Are you in? We have a caller from Hawaii. His name's Kevin. Is that where you are?
I'm out west, but no, I'm west of Pittsburgh. Sorry about that.
You're okay.
Anyway, and what you said about the receivers is so true. I agree with you about Tomlin there. But, hey, regarding the offensive line, I want to get your opinion on something and your ideas.
Sure.
Okay? First, I want to say that back when Roethlisberger was playing ball, and it was nothing new because he was rated the most hit and sack quarterback back in those days. In the last 3 years, he got banged up so bad, obviously, he retired. And their line wasn't that good then. And I agree with you that they should have been doing something sooner, and they procrastinated. So now my question is, and don't laugh too hard, who's out there they were willing to spend $30 million for Ayoub, why don't they spend half of that or $20 million and go get a Pro Bowl-type player somewhere? Trent Williams would have been great. And he can mentor. He could play for 2 years, and he could mentor these guys. Because how often is it do you hear, and I have never heard, somebody right out of college 1 or 2 years being a Pro Bowler on the offensive line? It doesn't happen that often. And so they need help bad, and I agree. It is their offensive line is the biggest thing to worry about. But all season, this year and last year, it looks like Tomlin never worried. And he's calling the shots, not Omar. Omar's writing the check. They need an offense so bad. And in conclusion, Chuck Knoll had an old saying, a quarterback is only as good as his offensive line.
Thank you, Richard. Here is Vincent in enemy territory. He is stuck between Bengals and Browns fans in Columbus, Ohio, and he joins us on the Fan. Hello, Vincent.
Hey, man. I'm cautiously optimistic about the season. I really do like our defense, and I know we always say that, but I'm honestly, the most thing I'm excited for is Russell Wilson, just because I do feel like he's been the most overhated quarterback the last 2 years, and I do think he's going to be hyper-motivated to do it. So that's kind of my optimism for the season.
I don't think motivation gets you very far, though, if you don't have the people around you to match that and get the most out of you. I don't think Russell Wilson is the type of quarterback, Vincent, who now makes every single player better because he is still a top five quarterback. He's more like an average quarterback, which is fine if you have a good play caller and you have weapons and you have an offensive line and you have a running game. And I don't think the Steelers have very many of those things. So I'm more cautious than I am optimistic. But I feel like you are an optimistic human being by nature. Is that fair?
Yeah, it really is. I'm just, that's how I've always been with the Steelers. And honestly,
so are you saying 12-5 this year?
I'm not saying 12-5. I do think it's going to be kind of 10-7-ish again, because I do think, like, the back half of the schedule, I know we're making a big deal out of the divisional games, but I do think, like, head-to-head, it's not like we're going to lose all those games. I think we'll split with the Browns and the Bengals and the Ravens like we always do. So that's kind of my
opinion. If a giant person walked up to you and said, if you get this wrong, I'm going to kick you in the nuts as hard as I possibly can, who will be the better quarterback this year, Lamar Jackson or Russell Wilson? How would you answer that question?
I mean, it's going to be Lamar, but I still like what we do.
How about Joe Burrow or Russell Wilson?
It's the same thing.
How about Russell Wilson or Deshaun Watson?
That one, I would give Russ a slight edge. I would give Russ a slight edge with Deshaun.
Okay. And so with Donnie, isn't that one of your points yesterday? You like Wilson more than Deshaun Watson?
I think it's about a coin flip, but I'm still waiting to be convinced if Watson ever returns to form. But the other two guys, it's easy. I know people want to jump all over the whole Jackson doesn't play well against the Steelers.
Yes, he doesn't.
But, I mean, the dude is a two-time MVP.
But he does. Both things can be true. He can stick against the Steelers and be a great quarterback in the regular season against everybody else.
Yeah, he's only played against them about half the time, though, in his career. Now, some of that due to injury, some of that due to the Ravens being so good by the time the Steelers meet them at the end, he's not in.
Like last year.
You know, he's a talented guy. He's a quick and eager learner. Doesn't make a lot of mistakes twice. He's got a skill set that might allow him to contribute, particularly in some passing circumstances. He's an easy runner. He can cover people. We'll just continue to carve out a role for him, but make no mistake, we're excited about the prospects and his talent level.
Tomlin Tidbits. Make clog gutter a thing of the past with Gutter Helmet. Call 888-5-HELMET. Donnie's Tomlin Tidbits. He finds a clip or two for Mike Tomlin after every weekly press conference and says, this is the thing that stood out to me. This is the thing that I want to discuss. I don't think we heard Tomlin identify a player by name there, so I'm not really sure who we're about to talk about.
So that jumps to the defensive side of the ball. One of the rookies, a rookie that you have very high hopes for, Pony. You may even have a wager on him. Peyton Wilson, who Mike Tomlin says there could do a lot for us in the pass down situations. We have heard from various people that we've chatted with leading up to the season that due to his size and his speed, he could absolutely be a value. They put him out there in a pass down situation, and he ends up being one of the better cover inside linebackers that the Steelers have had in quite some time, something that they have needed. We have heard from a few people he may have some shortcomings against the run, but I will welcome that because we have seen so many guys in that position at off-ball linebackers struggle against the pass game and just be – they look like a fish out of water sometimes in those situations. I'm actually happy that in this case there is someone who can defend the pass from that position.
Yeah. The Steelers had teams throw the ball into the middle of the field against them more than any team in the NFL last year. These things are tracked. There's a stat for everything in the NFL. They quantify it all. Teams threw the ball in the middle of the field between the numbers against them more than the other 31 teams. That's not a coincidence because of their injuries in the middle. They had, who started the, Donnie, who was out there for the playoff game? Eric Rowe at safety. I don't think he's in the NFL anymore. I kind of liked Eric Rowe, by the way.
So did I.
Eric Rowe, who was the jabroni that they brought in from Atlanta?
Michael Walker.
Michael Walker, who spelled Michael weird.
Yeah, it was like M-Y-C-H-A-L.
Miles Jack, who stepped
they
away
got him
from
off the couch.
Who stepped away from running a minor league hockey team, came out of retirement, also like went back to school to become a plumber. Dude had made $15 million in his career and he was considering the plumbing trade. I don't knock the work ethic whatsoever, but you would not expect a man who's made that much money to want to get into the crap, if you will.
Yeah, I know. You thought he'd be sitting pretty.
And then Landon Roberts played in that game.
Yes, which I do like Landon Roberts a lot.
So do I, but
he's not a pass
exactly.
specialist.
The issue is that the Steelers linebackers, Queen is a man for all situations. Now you have a guy that can play the pass because of his speed, Wilson, and a guy that's great against the run as a thumper in Roberts. Our team's going to be able to attack. So if Roberts is out there, you throw the ball. If Wilson's out there, you run the ball. The Falcons do have the personnel to do that. When Roberts is out there, you throw the ball to Kyle Pitts, and when Wilson's out there, you give the ball to Bijan Robinson. Right? I mean, that's the way that you'd attack it from. I hate to get two X's, and I don't think that is. But I am a Peyton Wilson lover, and I think other than Zach Frazier, Peyton Wilson will play more than any other rookie in this game. And I won't say, because I think Fautanu's got to get in there.
What about Beanie Bishop?
Soon. Well, that's a... Did you hear Tomlin on that? Would you like a bonus?
Sure.
Can I throw in my own Tomlin tidbit? This is Tomlin on starting corner Beanie Bishop, undrafted rookie free agent. I'm putting starting in quotes because listen to this answer.
I don't know that he's done it yet. We have player elevation opportunities and things of that nature during the course of a work week that determines how we divide the labor up. Beanie's an exciting young guy. We'll watch him during the week along with some others, and we'll make decisions at the end of the week that's best suited for winning this game.
Okay, so to peel back the layer there and put that into terms that make sense to people, Mike Tomlin is saying with the way the practice squad rules work, it's possible that they would see how practices go. They shouldn't be using practices now to grade their own talent. They should be practicing to get ready for the game on Sunday, if you ask me. But Tomlin's making it sound like based on how they practice this week, Bishop could get either demoted to the practice squad, he could be left inactive, he could start and play. I mean, all kinds of things could happen. They do have slot corners that are on their practice squad. Point being, he's not even a slam dunk to play on
Which
Sunday.
I think is wild. Like, when you go into the season, when your team is presumably at its healthiest, like, sometimes we do see some funny business at the end of the year because, you know, due to injuries, you're kind of working around that a bit. How often do we have a situation going into week one where there is a player that can either start on a defense that is the highest paid in football, or just get benched completely and be placed on the practice squad? I can't think of many examples where that happens.
Again, I hate to do this. I want to take these remotes and smash myself in the head with them because again, is hearkening back to what I started the show with. There are things about this season that spook me and scare me as a fan, and it sounds like with their offensive line and at corner, they're still using practice to try to figure out who's going to play. Practices now with an opponent on Sunday should be about getting yourself ready to beat that team, right? I mean, this is not high school football. This is not trying to beat each other up to try to let the best man win. It's about preparing yourself to beat the team you're playing on Sunday. That's what training camp or the preseason was for, Donnie. We had months of competition.
Yeah, and it seems like he won. I mean, at least
almost by default, because the guy didn't play in the he didn't play until the fourth quarter of the preseason game against Detroit.
I also don't think it would be ridiculous if some of the other safeties maybe worked themselves into a little bit of a rotation. Not Fitzpatrick, but KZ or Elliott. Like along with Bishop, just depending on what the package is out there.
You say that, but I think Fitzpatrick would be the guy that would do that best. But we saw what happened when he played out of position last year and he had to come down and play against the run, and it took away the things he did best as a safety and a guy that was more of a ball hawk. One more tidbit. I know you get a kick out of this stuff. Tomlin getting ready for the Falcons and making some of their pedestrian players out to be world beaters.
They acquired Ray-Ray McCloud from San Fran. Ray-Ray has always been a dangerous return man, an offensive gadget guy. I'd imagine, you know, they're drawing some things up for him in that regard. They got a rock-solid offensive line group. They block things well schematically in terms of getting hats on hats, but they're also just really talented.
The all-time example was when they were getting ready to play the Browns at the end of that season. When they were 0-15, weren't they?
Yes, that would have been a few years ago. He really does his
best. But even then, he was talking them up like they couldn't take him lightly when they were the worst team maybe in football history.
Yeah, I mean, he makes every other team sound like the greatest show on turf. Like, other teams should be very appreciative of Mike Tomlin's efforts
In
doing so.
They're drawing things up for Ray-Ray McCloud down in Atlanta right now.
Ray-Ray McCloud did have one of the biggest catches of his career in Ben's final regular season game.
Yes, he did.
We can thank him for that. But I don't think I would categorize Ray-Ray McCloud as a dangerous return man that you can do a lot of different things with in your offense.
Yeah, the rebuttal there is, Mike, why didn't you find a way to do these things when you had Ray-Ray McCloud? Okay, good stuff. The tidbits are back. We have Greg Brown in 20 minutes. We still have this story that I meant to get to, Mike Florio on Steelers quarterbacks, and he's going to join us at 3:30 tomorrow, his weekly spot with us, something that has Steelers fans already in a tizzy. And the season hasn't even started, but it does on Sunday, and we can't wait for it, even though I don't feel good about things. Fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevy. We'll let Channel 2 take care of that. Malzie's off playing golf. We have our fantasy football draft tonight, our league draft, so you better be done with on the course in time, our work league draft. Starkey's team. Does Crowley have a team?
Crowley and Callis.
Oh, what a tag team that is. Did you see at Bowser yesterday, someone wrote on the blackboard there, Adam Crowley smells bad? That was there when I showed up there yesterday.
I mean, who would that have been? Like somebody that works there?
Well, Dorn was there to get a new car last week. Malzie was there with me last week.
There's a potential culprit.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.